Good morning, everyone. My name's Dave, and welcome to Insights for Health. Our topic today is intermittent fasting and its many health benefits. When we hear the word fasting, we know that's going without food for an extended period of time. But intermittent fasting is very different. It's the method of prolonging the time between meals so your body burns through the calories consumed from your last meal and begins burning fat. Intermittent fasting alternates between periods of fasting and periods of eating. This method is often preferred over diets for a couple of reasons. One is that it will accommodate most every lifestyle. And second, the focus is on when you eat rather than on what you eat. And that's huge compared to a restrictive diet. It's much more sustainable, leading to greater success. So the question becomes, what's the benefit of restricting my calories? I enjoy my 3 squares a day with snacking in between. Well, research reveals that by reducing and restricting calories, our health is greatly improved. There's a direct relationship between calorie restriction, disease prevention, and malady recovery. The body reacts very differently to an intermittent fasting lifestyle than any other diet or weight loss program. Science tells us that we have a metabolic switch. This metabolic switch relates to how and what we use for energy. The switch flips back and forth from glucose energy to ketone energy from our fat cells. The problem is that most of us rarely draw our energy from our fat reserves. Therefore, we aren't losing weight and we are experiencing health issues. There could be 3 reasons for this. First, we like our 3 meals a day plus any snacks. Second, we don't like being hungry. Some folks get irritable when they don't eat, not realizing that these are temporary conditions and can soon be overcome. Third, our Ontario healthcare system doesn't promote an intermittent fasting lifestyle. So what's the issue with 3 meals per day plus some in-between snacking? Well, the problem is that we are always on glucose energy. With continuous glucose energy, our body stops responding to insulin. Blood sugar levels rise, setting us up for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. They call this insulin resistance. There's a further connection with glucose to dementia, also referred to as type 3 diabetes. So the issue isn't the 3 meals per day. It's more an issue of the times they are consumed. Intermittent fasting can help improve our health and prevent disease. This lifestyle activates our internal metabolic switch, alternating from glucose to ketones and back and forth and repeating the process. One of those methods of intermittent fasting is time-restricted feeding. With time-restricted feeding, you eat within specific hours and fast for specific hours each day. For example, a 16-by-8 plan is where you eat all your meals only during an 8-hour window and then fast 16 hours. With 16-8, you find the best 8-hour window that best suits your lifestyle. You could use 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., or you might use 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., or from noon to 8 p.m. Whatever time frame works best for you, you would do the 16-8 method Monday through Friday, then do your normal family routine on the weekends. Experiment with the hours if your time is flexible. Make it suit your family life. The key is to get started. Why a 16-8 plan rather than a 12-12 plan? Eating all meals in a 12-hour time frame and fasting for 12 hours? Good question, because 12-12 isn't as effective. The reason being, after we eat, our body uses glucose from the meal for fuel. Whatever isn't used is stored in fat cells. Only when the glucose is used up does the liver begin to break down stored fats, converting them to ketones to be used as fuel. It takes from 8 to 12 hours from the start of fasting before the liver begins to make ketones. It's when the liver begins to use fats and ketones that the metabolic switch occurs, so the 16-8 is more effective. You may have heard of ketones in reference to the keto diet lifestyle. Intermittent fasting is very different from the keto diet, though there are some similarities. Keto diets require daily measuring and counting and calculating of all your meals. That can be burdensome in an already busy life. People on the keto diet get frustrated, discouraged, and quit. There can also be a number of negative side effects to a strict keto diet. In contrast, with intermittent fasting, you eat as you would normally, consuming carbs, fats, and proteins. The body does all the calculating. All that is required is the willpower to stick to the plan. It takes some fortitude to maintain the eating hours and not reach for the snacks and treats. By maintaining the eating hours, you optimize the fasting hours and inspire the body's metabolism to do the work, thereby activating the metabolic switch. If you've ever gone a long stretch without eating, you know that the hunger hormones start screaming at you. It's too easy to make a trip to the kitchen or visit the drive-thru. During the fasting hours, there's a supplement called Fasting Days. The formulators of Fasting Days combine 42 ingredients, creating a supplement that is nutrition without calories. It's simple to use. Add a scoop to water and drink it. In the beginning, you might need two or more servings per day, but every day the resistance to hunger pangs get easier. Another method of intermittent fasting and flipping the metabolic switch is alternate day fasting. A person will fast every other day. This could be difficult for some people if they attempt zero calories on fasting days. If zero calories is too challenging, a more common version of alternate fasting days is modified fasting, where a person will consume 500 calories for women and 600 calories for men on those fasting days. That's approximately 25% of your average energy requirements. This approach is considered to be much more sustainable if you're not able to make it through a full day of zero calories. There again, you would compensate with the fasting days supplement. As I mentioned earlier, the hunger pangs will diminish and the scheduled fasting days become easier. The key is to get started. Another intermittent fasting method is the 5-2 method. That is when you fast for 2 days and the other 5 days are routine eating days. You choose the 2 days each week that work best for you. This can be very flexible because you can work around your schedule and appointments. Also, like the alternate fasting method, you could do the 500 to 600 calories on the fasting day if necessary to make it more sustainable. One last method I'll mention is for the hardcore people in the audience. It's known as the 20 and 4 method, where all your calories are consumed during a 4-hour window and then fasting for 20 hours. Now that's a commitment. 20 hours of fasting would be a perfect place for the fasting day supplement to maintain nutrient levels without the calories. Why is it important to activate this metabolic switch? What's the significance of using ketones? Why go through all the effort to change our dietary lifestyle? The obvious reason when burning fat for fuel is weight loss. It's estimated that 64% of Canadians over the age of 18 and approximately 30% of children aged 5 to 17 are overweight or obese. Excess weight has become a medical problem, increasing the risk of chronic diseases and health conditions. These include heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, liver disease, sleep apnea, and certain cancers. I mentioned it earlier regarding blood sugar and insulin. By fasting for at least 16 hours per day, the body has a chance to rest. By fasting for at least 16 hours a day, the body has a chance to rest, allowing blood levels of insulin to drop significantly. This does two things. It helps the body to burn fat, and also lowers our risk of diabetes and prediabetes. Insulin is the main driver of fat storage. If you are constantly eating, you are triggering insulin production all day long. With the methods and techniques that I've been explaining, allow yourself to ebb and flow with your schedule and lifestyle. It's okay to miss a day or two with intermittent fasting. These methods are easily adapted to any and all lifestyles. Remember, the focus is on when you eat rather than on what you eat. With intermittent fasting, the health benefits far outweigh the efforts invested to adapt as a lifestyle. You've been listening to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit. We'll pause for a commercial break, and when we return, we'll discuss more of the benefits of intermittent fasting and how it relates to different illnesses.